What is it?
Acorn.
That's the one. What is it? Acorn. Oh, man, buddy. What is it?
This is the sound of one student in the Autism Support Services Education, Research, and Training, or ACERT program at Utah State University.
Five. What is it?
ACERT works with preschool kids with autism to help them learn to talk, take care of themselves, and get ready for kindergarten. It was founded in 2003 and is now spreading internationally. In November, educators from Russia came to the university to learn how to replicate the program in their own city. Tatiana Morozova is one of those who traveled from Russia to Utah.
We knew something of the program, and we understood this program is exactly what we need. That's very intensive, quite comprehensive. It's done on a very high level, and the teamwork is very welcoming.
According to program director and founder Thomas Higby, ACERT teaching is unique because it serves as both a research and a training program.
So in addition to helping the 15 families that we serve here locally, we're also providing a place for future teachers, future psychologists, future speech and language pathologists to be trained on how to work effectively with young children with autism.
Higby says Russia is an area where special education is just developing.
They don't have anything like what these people are going to create. This will be the very first program in the whole country of Russia that's publicly funded for preschool age kids with autism. So the opportunity to make an impact on a very large country is really neat.
He also says because of the knowledge ACERT has gained, they can now share that with others.
As a worldwide problem, where we have knowledge about how these systems work and what we can do to help these kids, I think we have a responsibility to try and share that.
As Morozova and her colleagues have been setting up the program in one city, they have shown how useful it is to the parents of children with autism, especially as they work to make it the first free autism program in the country.
We have services in Russia and now in Moscow and some other Russian cities, but none of them is free of charge. Parents have to pay a lot of money. The model we are using, we are sure those services should be free of charge for parents.
Higby says he hopes the partnership will continue.
So our long-term plan is to continue to build the relationship so they can expand the services, hopefully to more cities in Russia once we demonstrate that this can be done in this one city. And I think it'll provide opportunities for USU students eventually to go over there and have international experiences and provide this training too.
Morozova is also optimistic about what the future will bring for autism programs in her country.
I'm not sure every university will let foreigners to come and to be a part of the team and to observe and to ask the questions. We are just very lucky.
Blue jeans, I love it.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.
Pig. There you go, what is it?